You don't have to have the solution. You've got to understand the problem. Listening to The Casual Sound, episode number 5. I'm your host, Tyler Jacobson, in studio with Jake Ryan.
All right, Tyler.
Lenny.
Good evening.
All right. That was, you know, arguably the best track on the new Ride album, Weather Diaries. If you don't love that track, you're not going to love the Weather Diaries album. Chances are, though, if you're listening to this podcast, you're into it. So, Oxford.
You know, one of the things we were
Ride's talking... hometown. Oh, let's give a little bit of context to this.
Okay. So we were discussing off air before we even played the track just to listen again for ourselves. Whenever I hear someone talk about Radiohead, all right, first off, I'm not a fan, okay? Never was, never will be.
Okay, hold on, we're going to apologize to former Danger Radio listeners who have been hearing this argument go on for like 5 years now.
But hold on. Whenever I hear that, oh, they're the best band ever, they're the best band. They're the best band in the world. No, they're not even... the best band from their hometown.
Now, they're not even in the top five from Oxford.
Not even close.
There's so many good bands out there.
Like who?
Like Swerve Driver, like Candy Skins, like Ride, like Supergrass, like plenty of them, right?
Yeah. I mean...
5:30.
Yeah, give me a break.
5:30. Yeah. Wow, that's a reference.
All right.
Yeah, right?
Good band. Yeah. Yeah, you know, and I'm going to ask an honest question here, because honestly, I've kind of come around a little bit to Radiohead, but I still have my arguments, and I can still get on board with this, hey, you guys are really not that great. But Radiohead seems to play in the States like once every couple of years, right? They do a tour once every couple of years. I don't think I've ever heard anybody go, oh, you have to see Radiohead.
Right.
Oh, they're amazing. Like, I haven't heard that about their live show. I've seen them once. I saw them on the first tour, Pablo Honey. They were doing a co-headlining tour with Belly. The night that I saw them, they were opening, Belly headlined, and I guess they alternated back and forth. And they were a good band.
Yeah.
Right? They're still playing pop music.
Right.
But you'd think that with all these headlining sets, it'd be like, oh, man, that's mind-blowing. These guys are mind-blowing. But I don't hear that, even from their fans.
No. I wouldn't buy it. Plus... you know, look, they have good tunes. They have some decent tunes. But they don't have great records.
Right. And honestly, how are you supposed to recreate in-studio wankery in a live environment? You can't. You can't go on stage with half a song written and then have your engineer do the other half.
Take a couple of comfy chairs out there, couldn't you?
You could. So before that, we heard Fire Stations. Again, watched the video. And, dude, stop making videos. Or stop putting yourself in videos. Because I like the track. The track was good. The bearded dude, I don't know.
Yeah, it's one to enjoy on the headphones, I think, that one.
Yeah, isn't that the truth though? Didn't MTV ruin a bunch of like fairly good songs because then you had to actually watch the people who sang them try and act natural in front of there? One of the best tracks that I ever, actually one of the best videos, one of my favorite. And I think they did two versions: Sugar Cube's Birthday. They did a live version, and then they did just like a video version. And the live version was great because they were performing in front of people. It looked very natural. And I'm like, why isn't every video this way? Right. I don't know.
Just be a live version.
Yeah, absolutely. Anyway, that's my little rant.
No, I'll roll with that.
That's Tyler's rant of the week. You can tweet that, hashtag Tyler's rant of the week. All right, so we're going to get into some other music here. We're going to get into The Jam. Little Paul Weller there. We're going to listen to Start by The Jam. And... I never realized this until one of the guys I DJ with, Jason Heller, he brought this to my attention that this song, Start, is actually the Beatles' Taxman.
That's right.
And I never caught that until he mentioned that. And I'm like, oh, yeah, it's an absolute ripoff. But a great tune nevertheless. So here you go. It's The Jam with Start.
Someone in this world. Yeah.
That was Amber Arcade's. The song was called Come With Me. That was a Lenny pick.
Yeah, Kraken, new band out of Holland. Love it.
All right. That's how we got there.
One of the many Dutch collaborations.
You can't get better than Dutch indie.
Well, remember that, was it USA 94, the Holland national team had that tune, Ruud Gullit? No? Was that 98?
I do not remember the 94 Dutch anthem.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll take you back there, won't I?
Yeah. That's like trying to go back and pick out a great Eurovision song. I'm struggling.
Can you go for a more obscure reference than Dutch footy themes from 1991? I'm just curious.
It's 98, but
okay. I'm sorry. It wasn't real. It wasn't really that obscure then. It was from 98.
Yeah.
Yeah. Before that, we heard Spyria X, Chlorine Dream. That Spyria X album is fantastic.
Yeah.
It's one of those ones that if you know it, you're really happy to hear it anytime they come on.
I'm not sure if they ever did a second album.
I've never heard anything on that one. But that one album they put out is fantastic. I mean, yeah. It really is. From front to back, just a fantastic album. And then before that, we heard New Jesus and Mary Chain with Amputation. Guys, thoughts on the New Jesus and Mary Chain? Anybody actually have it?
Yeah, I got it. I like it. Yeah, that's the lead track off it. Good. Pretty slow, but decent.
Yeah, I don't have it. You were telling me that Jesus and Mary Chain stole a player from the Black Rider.
Yeah, I don't know if stole is as apt as borrowed, but yeah.
Borrowed? Okay.
Scott Von Riper from Black Rider.
Okay.
Yeah, so from what I understand, he's touring with him.
Very cool.
Yeah. He's a good player and obviously makes a whole lot of sense for Jesus and Mary Chain. I think the Black Rider actually opened for him on the last tour, so when they did the Psycho Candy reunion.
Did they now?
Yeah, I think they did.
Did they? Oh, you know what? I missed that one, and I think I was thinking about when Dark of My Love opened for Jesus and Mary Chain, and how Dark of My Love absolutely just stole the show, as far as I was concerned.
Jesus and Mary Chain did not look happy to be there. Now I know they're known for not really being very animated on stage,
right.
But they looked kind of pissed to actually be performing.
I mean, and they were good. They were good. The problem was is that
they were technically good. There was no passion in it.
Right, but man, Dark of My Love was excellent that night.
Yeah, and I'd seen Dark of My Love twice before. One time they were the Falls backing band up in Boulder, and then the other time they were Dark of My Love, and those guys consistently put on just a fantastic show. And then Tim Presley from Dark of My Love, after that was over, he went on and started a band called White Fence, and they have several albums out. It's not as polished as Dark of My Love, but that's the charm in it, is that it's still Tim Presley, and it's almost these. If you've ever heard any of Beck's early indie recordings when he was just going off of four track, it's got that kind of charm to it.
Okay.
It's good stuff.
Nice.
Beck's another one that's coming through town. And Beck's also another one that I've never seen. And I would actually like to see Beck live.
Oh, I've actually seen Beck.
Yeah?
Yeah. I saw Beck at Red Rocks. good Lord. I saw him. Man, how long ago was that? I saw him, the Cardigans opened for him.
And now everybody has a song stuck in their head.
Yeah. No, he was phenomenal though.
Was it when he was wearing the suit and he was doing all the robot dancing?
I saw that.
Might have been. He had the big disco ball in the back.
Yeah, and the dance floor was changing colors.
Yeah. I think it was right after what? It was right after like the
Devil's Haircuts.
Yeah, I saw that. That was it.
See, that's the thing is, I dodged Beck. For so long because I really disliked his fans. And so I didn't get into him, but he's brilliant. He really is a great artist. And I don't know, I heard his last album wasn't that good. But now that I've kind of embraced him, I'd love to go see him live.
That was my thing. That was my thing when, you know, it wasn't so much that I was a huge fan of Beck. I loved the Cardigans albums.
I liked that first Cardigans album.
Live
was great.
Band on the Moon. Both of them were
first
were,
Band on the Moon. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, it was Life was the first one. It had Carnival on it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's really two good albums. So I went to go see them open, and I was like, yeah, Beck, I'll do this.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, you get Beck at Red Rocks. Again, we're spoiled with that venue. You get a good artist at Red Rocks, and it's hard for that artist to screw it up.
Yeah.
Can be done, but it's hard.
Yep.
It's hard. And I'd be hard pressed to think of a show that I didn't really like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The last show I saw at Red Rocks was Dolly Parton. I love my wife, and so that's the beginning and end of that story. You know, Dolly Parton was good. I mean, what is she, 90? And she sounds nice. She's still got a good voice. She's got some chops. No drummer, because Dolly ain't paying for that shit. She's not going to pay for somebody to, what, tap things? No.
Wow. Is it a drum machine or is nothing?
Just backing track, you know. Wow. But, yeah.
I'm not paying for karaoke. I don't know about that.
I will tell you though that she had a saxophone and she did play Yakety Sax, the Benny Hill theme. That was pretty swift.
Showed.
Yeah, right. that was good. And I just lost it. I was just cheering. No, I'm just. You know, I was like, okay, Dolly Parton's playing Yakety Sax. Can life get any weirder?
I'm dead serious.
It's like suddenly in a David Lynch movie. It was wonderful. So for Jesus and Mary Chain, we heard the Skaters with Flip, Flip, Flip. Played Skaters a couple episodes back. I can't get enough of these guys. They're just fantastic. If you're trying to find a new band to get into, these guys are it, man.
Yeah, it's good too.
So we go from new to probably the oldest track, one of the oldest tracks that we've probably ever played here on Casual Sound or Danger Radio is The Monks with Shut Up. German band from 1964. I was really surprised that neither of you guys knew them.
Oh.
The Fall were heavily influenced by them. And they actually covered one of the Monks songs on Extricate. I can't remember which one right now. But they also did that track, Shut Up. They covered that one later on in their career too. So you can find The Fall covering The Monks. I know Jake Ryan's a big fan of The Fall. So.
It's your wheelhouse, son. You go ahead and crack on about The Fall.
Marky Smith is God. Let's extrapolate why.
He's a maverick for sure.
Yeah.
Second only to Sean Ryder.
Yeah, and he's doing a bunch of dates in New York, right?
Yeah, and I think a few others around the country. I think he's doing five nights in Brooklyn or something ridiculous.
Yeah.
Lucky folks out there.
Yeah, I have some friends who said that they were actually going to fly out to New York to see The Fall. So,
nice.
Yeah, if I hadn't seen them before.
Good for them.
That's nice.
That is nice.
All right. So a band that I don't really care for, but you guys seem to love, Drop 19s.
Yeah, nice.
Do it.
Both of you guys, huh?
Yeah, some old shoegaze coming out of Boston, of all places.
It's Beantown.
Yep. Have it.
All right. Find us online, thecasualsound.com. You'll find playlists, and you can get in touch and follow us on Facebook and all that kind of stuff. All right, Drop 19s. Here they are.